local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Four 10, we start another work week with you. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. The weather absolutely perfect this week. Not just today, not just tomorrow, all this week. Overnight temps for the next couple of days, low to mid-50s. It's going to be great. And then we're warming up back into the 80s for some beach weather later on this weekend into the weekend as well. So that is a great way to start. And as always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Text line is open. Anything you want to weigh in on, you feel free to. 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. Full rundown. Monday is always pretty busy, and that is no different today. We start with tensions from pro-Palestinian protests on the campus of Columbia University, causing classes to go virtual today.
There's no question that everyone has a First Amendment right to speak out in this country, and that must be preserved. But the university and all universities have an obligation to maintain the safety and security of their students.
Well, today marks day six of demonstrations, and the school's president is now calling it a crisis. Protesters say they want the school to divest from companies that they say profit from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. This comes after at least 40 protesters were arrested during a rally at Yale University. President Biden today condemning anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Little vague there from the president. The two leaders spoke Biden spoke, of course, as unrest broke out on campuses from New York University, Yale, Columbia, and we'll hear what Governor DeSantis' reaction and what the state of Florida is doing later on this segment. President Biden is assuring Ukrainian President Zelensky the U.S. will quickly send military aid to help Kyiv in the battle against Russia. The Congress passed it over the weekend, and the Senate is expected to do so later on this week.
I think it is important that we provide that Israel military aid. The Democrats have delayed that 7 months now.
Now, of course, there are separate bills, and Congress, the House, did pass aid for Ukraine as well as Israel. That from Senator Ted Cruz, who you just heard from. Biden and Zelensky spoke via phone today, as it includes $60 billion in military aid for Ukraine. Those are today's top three stories. First check of our weather forecast. Here's Alan Strum.
The weather overnight again cooling down. Low temperatures inland will drop down into the 40s along the coastal zones, mainly between 50 and 55. Another beautiful day with sunny skies here for Tuesday. We'll have high temperatures in the mid-70s. As we move through the week, the weather will slowly warm up and it will be all dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. And for the first time this week, we see how Austin's doing. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself, man?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. The weather's great.
Yeah, the weather's great right now.
Weekend. Oh yeah, it's perfect out there.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's good. Everything's good. Life's good. The weekend was good. Did enough to stay active, but didn't do so much that it wasn't relaxing, if that makes any bit of sense at
yeah.
all.
Yeah, you did enough to think like, hey, I did something this weekend. Good for me.
Yeah. What about you?
I was at that Cops, Cars, and Crawfish.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. I got semi-recognized at the event.
Tell me more.
This woman, and if she gave me your name, it escapes me. If you did, I'm sorry, madam. But she approached me, and we were just talking about Cat Country because I was wearing a Cat Country shirt. But she said she was a news radio fan. And when I described us as we, like talking about people on news radio, and she said, oh, are you on Cat Country? And I said, well, I do promotions for Cat Country, but I'm on in the afternoons at News Radio. And she was like, oh, so you are the same Austin that yada, yada, yada. Yes. I'm like, yeah. And she was talking about how we have Tanner on every Friday and all that. So, yeah, you know, my ego's not stroked too much yet, but I'm getting
there. Our fame spreads far and wide
in
the boundaries of Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
It's beautiful to have this meaningful of an impact on the masses, Joe. It really is. No, but in all seriousness, looking at the roads here, we do have just some minor backups in the usual areas, starting with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, very minor congestion there. It was worse recently, so be on the lookout. It may resurge a bit. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, still kind of backed up as well. And then the last two main spots are Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound past Oriole Beach and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, it doesn't appear like there's much that's going to give you too unfamiliar of backups at this time. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway, Joe.
Last week, Austin, I called into my insurance company. You know, I don't know if I've said this publicly or not. I think I've told you. I don't know. My wife and I are in the process of buying our first house.
Yes, you did mention that.
So I put in a call to our auto insurance carrier because I know they have home insurance as well and wanted to see what rates would be at. And I introduced myself, and she says, your voice is – are you on the radio? Your voice is so familiar. And
really?
It blew me away because, I mean, to my knowledge, it's the first time that's ever happened. But I do kind of a little bit, I feel like, alter my voice when it's common tongue versus on the radio. And I was surprised that she picked up something that, you know, tipped her off. I was just, wow, that's the first time that's ever happened. But yes, I am. I appreciate it. She said, loves the show. Loves
really?
It and listens every day. So, yeah, we've got at least two listeners right now. So.
Well, that's good. I was hoping we'd have at least two. Yes.
looking at our top local headlines today. So Escambia County Commissioners, they had a meeting earlier this morning, and one of the topics was on the OLF 8 property, as it usually is right now, because they've got a lot of offers put in, and they've got at least one prospective buyer, and nothing's really been hashed out now for over a month. So last week, I believe it was Friday, they had another offer come in, 290 acres for $22.5 million. And here is what Commissioner Lumen May had to say.
For me, we got to work out the dollar amount. And there's not a lot of discussion for me until we work out the dollar amount and how we're going to reinvest that money back to the citizens that we represent.
He says that he's followed the lead thus far of Commissioners Jeff Bergosh and Stephen Barry. But his big problem with all the offers so far has been the top line price being still too low. So the new offer was submitted by local businessmen Cliff Moe and Ryan Chavers. And in the coming weeks, county staff will continue discussions with both prospective buyer groups. So still no agreement hashed out. County staff continuing to discuss things with now two prospective buyers. And we'll see where that leads in the coming weeks. The city of Mobile's police department has been under the microscope recently. There was an independent review of policies and procedures, and that led to the police chief, Paul Prine, being put on leave. And according to Channel 3, the city is also going to be discontinuing their ShotSpotter technology as well. Noteworthy, of course, because Escambia County and the city of Pensacola this year just started using ShotSpotter.
I would say it's working. What it's designed to do is to alert us whenever a shot is fired. And I believe that has been working out very well, actually. It's working out exactly as we intended it to work out.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there, of course, and he and the Pensacola Police Department praising the system's accuracy and claim that multiple arrests have been made thanks to the technology already. It's funded for 2 years through the Florida legislature at a cost of $800,000. Austin, you've ever been to the mullet toss at the Floribama?
No, I have not.
I have not either, but I know it's one of the more popular annual events around here. But the animal rights group PETA has issues with the mullet toss, as one may suspect.
Yes.
They have, according to Channel 3, sent a letter to the Floribama encouraging them to, quote, what if you make it all inclusive by using fancy rubber fish instead of smelly decomposing real ones? The letter goes on to say that if Floribama were to agree, the organization is happy to cater the event with vegan fish sandwiches.
How is that inclusive, the rubber fish?
Oh, you've got the vegetarians, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
know. Well, I mean, they're not eating the fish.
You're throwing the fish. Well, you know, you're throwing the fish, which is not ethical, according to some people.
Okay.
But I'm just reporting here.
Yes, no, you're right. I understand that you do not align with this.
Don't jump out of your socks at me here.
Yeah, there's steam that's blowing out of my ears right now.
No word on if the Floribama is planning on taking them up on their offer, but
they probably won't.
They probably won't. You're right. But it is this weekend, so weather's going to be great for that, which is awesome. 420, we'll take a break there. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of health care. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Ballet Pensacola's new artistic director, Stefano Candrivra, Thursday at 10 a.m. with guest dancers from Ballet Pensacola's upcoming performance of The Sleeping Beauty. Tickets are online at balletpensacola.org. From May 3rd through May 5th, shows at the Sanger Theater. Don't miss this classic story of Princess Aurora, cursed with 100 years of sleep. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here, there wasn't a ton to report on in our last update, luckily. That appears to still be the case now. We've got some minor congestion here and there, but it's in the usual spots. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound in front of Oriole Beach there. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to stand out to you.
Beautiful dry weather continues, and overnight it again will be a little cool with low temperatures inland down in the 40s. Along the coastal areas, lows will be between 50 and 55. Highs mid-70s on Tuesday with sunny skies. Nice weather. It continues, but we'll just have a slow warm-up over the next several days, and the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
By the way, I will just point out that I, like many of you, traverse I-10 on a daily basis, both to and from the station. And the Highway 29 interchange is going to be undergoing a massive overhaul and redesign. $236 million price tag, and FDOT has now started working on that. So you've got the speed limits reduced to 50 miles an hour from 9 Mile to Scenic. You're going to have nighttime lane closures. The good news is that roads will stay open throughout the duration of the construction, which is going to be all the way to 2030. So 6 years.
Goodness.
To be in my early 40s.
That is hard to imagine.
I know.
Well, because that means I'm going to be closer to 30 than 25. That's wild.
You're so young. State headlines today. Governor DeSantis speaking out against pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses that have led to arrests.
In Florida, at our state universities, you know, there's a code of conduct. You know, you have a right to protest and stuff, but you don't have a right to harass other people based on their religion or ethnicity. And if you're doing those things, you know, you're going to be shown the door.
He says it's not just bad speech, says they're targeting Jewish students and bringing about a hostile environment for them.
And along those lines, security is beefed up at synagogues across the state as Jews celebrate Passover this week.
It's an unfortunate place to be. I know that my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and one of my grandfathers, they both came to this country to escape them.
The Anti-Defamation League says that last year the number of anti-Semitic incidents outpaced the all-time high set in 2022 by 140%, with more than 8,000 incidents reported.
Pretty interesting one here. The Florida High School Athletic Association is considering a plan to sanction competitive video gaming. That's right. The organization met in Gainesville earlier today to discuss the potential interest of offering esports. Officials reviewed results of a recent survey that went out to more than 400 schools, and more than half showed interest in that plan. Nearly two dozen states already have sanctioned esports in their schools, including Georgia and Alabama. FHSAA says it is still in the early stages. But how about varsity Madden and FIFA teams? Man, I was born about 30 years too late, man.
Well, and that's
too early, I should say.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing.
If I knew I could be on a varsity FIFA team, whew.
Well, and I know some colleges, I think, take part in this as well.
Right.
It's not just high schools. You could eventually have like an Ohio State esports shirt. Who knows? That'd be pretty dope. Florida's apparently one of the worst states for online dating. A new survey from Privacy Journal compared factors such as romance scams, identity theft, violent crime rates, and prevalence of sexually transmitted diseases across the nation. The Sunshine State was ranked fourth worst overall. However, the survey placed Florida second worst for identity theft and fraud, and seventh worst for becoming a victim of romance scams.
That's tough news there.
Yeah.
Recap of our top three stories on this Monday. Of course, the pro-Palestinian protest dominating much of the headlines today. Columbia University, Yale, 6 days of demonstrations now, and Colombia's president is officially calling it a crisis. President Biden condemning anti-Semitic protests while also condemning, what was his words, people that don't understand or get the Palestinians. Very vague.
Yeah.
Not really
a politician's answer.
Sensitivities there. President Biden also on the phone today with Ukrainian President Zelensky says that the military aid that was approved by the House over the weekend is expected to quickly pass the Senate. Also includes aid to Israel as well. 4:30, we'll take a break. National news, sports headlines, and health, business, and science coming up in the second half hour of Pensacola Right Now.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Arguments began today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Fox's Nate Foy is in New York City.
The first witness called to the stand is David Pecker, the former CEO of American Media, which published the National Enquirer. Prosecutors argue that Trump used Pecker and his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to suppress damaging stories about Trump's personal life. Trump's lawyers in court today argued there's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. Lawyer Todd Blanche called that democracy.
Now, Trump has pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records. President Biden is condemning anti-Semitic chants as pro-Palestinian protests continue at Columbia University.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
President at an Earth Day event in Virginia. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Lots of news out of Cadence Design Systems after today's market close. The maker of electronic systems and software slightly topped expectations for quarterly earnings and revenue. However, its forecast for the spring quarter is below analyst estimates for both the top and bottom lines. In response, Cadence shares are sliding 8.75%. In the day's regular session, technology shares led stocks to a solidly higher finish. The tech-laden NASDAQ composite rebounded 169 points, or 1.1%. The Dow Industrials and S&P 500 rose 253 and 43 points, respectively. Flight attendants, ground crew, mechanics, and even some office workers at Delta Airlines get another 5% raise effective June 1st. The carrier announced plans to raise staff pay as it prepares for the busy summer travel season. Delta shares rose 3% today. American Airlines also gained 3%. United soared 5%. That's Your Money Now.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than two. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Amy Lawrence with a Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. I wonder how many times she's heard, "Whoa, Nelly!" Incredible feat by American golfer Nelly Korda to win her fifth straight LPGA tournament and her second major. After surgery to fix a blood clot in 22, she wondered if she'd get back to championship golf again, but she's the top-ranked golfer in the world, and she's a part of history. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time. Any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just after 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Once again, it doesn't look like anything too surprising, nothing too severe. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, we do have some backups in that area, as we so often do at this hour. And we also, it seems like we may have a little bit if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road, but that's very minor at this time. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound in front of Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach, and a bit more as you approach Highway 87, and then Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Beautiful dry weather continues, and overnight it again will be a little cool with low temperatures inland down in the 40s. Along the coastal areas, lows will be between 50 and 55. Highs mid-70s on Tuesday with sunny skies. Nice weather. It continues, but we'll just have a slow warm-up over the next several days, and the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. 4:38 now on a Monday. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial is set to resume tomorrow after opening arguments started today. And, of course, Donald Trump had something to say as he was leaving the courtroom.
And these are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning.
Donald Trump is accused of falsifying business records to cover up hush payments to Stormy Daniels. Back in 2016, his defense says there was no such scheme and accuses Daniels of trying to cash in on the allegations, noting she still owes Trump $600,000 from failed legal suits.
And the Supreme Court has agreed to take up a key gun rights case. This involves a Texas judge's ruling in favor of the makers and sellers of so-called ghost guns. They're made from kits and can be bought with no background check. The ATF recently changed the rules, giving the government more power to regulate them. The kits must come with serial numbers, and the question now before the High Court is whether the ATF has the power to change gun rules or if that must come from Congress.
And earlier today, the High Court heard arguments over whether homeless people can be cited for camping on public property. At the center of the case is the Oregon city of Grants Pass, which has been enforcing ordinances that ban camping in city parks and on public property. A lower court ruled that if there are more homeless people than available shelter beds, the city can't fine people for camping outside.
And the man who set himself on fire outside of the Donald Trump hush money courthouse has died. 37-year-old Max Azzarello of Florida lit himself on fire in the designated protest area on Friday. Before setting himself on fire, he was seen throwing anti-government pamphlets into the air.
A Georgia Republican, Marjorie Taylor Greene, says she will move forward with the motion to vacate if House Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't resign.
All of this was possible because of the betrayals of Mike Johnson, Maria. He has completely betrayed the Republican Party. He has completely betrayed Republican voters all over the country. And he is absolutely working for the Democrats.
Well, we talked about this on Friday, didn't we, with Congressman Gates weighing in, saying that the Republican majority is just too razor thin to move forward with vacating the speakership again. So Congressman Gates not in on that. And despite there being a couple of Republicans siding with Green on this, and I would be shocked if this went anywhere other than a motion and then they just shot it down.
I agree. And high-tech scanners that could detect the flow of drugs from Mexico are sitting in a warehouse thanks to a lack of federal funding. Alejandro Mayorkas is asking Congress for more cash to get them up and running.
The majority of the fentanyl smuggled into our country is smuggled in passenger vehicles and commercial trucks through our ports of entry.
He called fentanyl the largest drug threat he's ever faced, more than black tar heroin. He's long prioritized a high-tech solution to stop its flow across the southern border. These non-intrusive inspection machines look like a car wash. Cars and trucks drive through, keeping traffic moving.
Hey, Alejandro, how much money you need? Oh, it's about $60 billion. Ah, man, you know what? We just gave that to Ukraine.
Ah, absolutely.
Next time. looking at her sports headlines, Austin, what's going on?
Well, we've got a lot of postseason action going on, starting with the NBA. The playoffs got underway this weekend and continue tonight at 6:30. It's going to be the Magic at Cavs on NBA TV and Sixers at Knicks at TNT. After the Sixers and Knicks are done there, that's going to be followed by the Lakers and Nuggets on TNT as well. That's going to be at 9 o'clock. As for the NHL, they've got their own playoff theme going on. They continue tonight with two doubleheaders on ESPN and ESPN2. On ESPN, you got the Maple Leafs at Bruins at 6 o'clock, followed by the defending champ Golden Knights at Stars at 8:30. And then on ESPN2, it's Islanders at Hurricanes at 6:30, followed by Kings at Oilers at 9. In the MLB, we do have one game on TV tonight. It's going to be White Sox at Twins. That's going to be at 6:40 on FS1.
What a terrible game that was.
Well, I know the White Sox are doing pretty bad. The Twins, they play in one of the worst divisions in the league. That should, and they're a reason why.
The White Sox are like 3-20 right now.
Yeah, I think the last I heard they were like 3-16.
They have more shutout losses than they have wins.
Yeah, I know. I think I saw that stat. It's a rough year. It's a rough year for sure for the White Sox, but I'm not complaining. They're a rival of my Guardians. Locally, the Rays will be hosting the Tigers tonight along with the Marlins visiting the Braves, so some local teams to keep track of there. In the NFL, it's draft week. Joe is readying his pom-poms for Chicago's number one pick.
Right.
And the draft runs from Thursday to Saturday, so be on the lookout for that. Just a couple of quarterback headlines here. Veteran quarterback Matt Ryan has officially retired from the NFL at 38 years old. He's one of the greatest passing QBs of his generation, made four Pro Bowls, and he was the regular season MVP when he led the Falcons to Super Bowl 51. And the Jets are trading Zach Wilson to the Broncos. He was new. He's the pretty boy, young QB there, served as New York's primary understudy to Aaron Rodgers after Rodgers suffered an early injury that ended his season.
Yeah.
tough break. that kid can't catch a break. He's older than me, I'm sure, but he can't catch a break. Yeah. I feel bad for him. And then lastly here, Scottie Scheffler. He just keeps on winning, unlike the Jets. He's the winner of the RBC Heritage in South Carolina. Play was suspended due to darkness yesterday after heavy rains caused delays and was finished this morning. Scheffler has now won two events in a row after winning the Masters earlier this month.
Yeah, back-to-back weekends.
I know. Yeah, he's cooking right now. I'll give him that. Just about 4:45 here. Another very quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. Not a ton going on, luckily. Pine Forest Road, very minor backups if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. If you are traveling northbound on Highway 297A, this is going to be traveling towards South Highway 97, where that fork in the road is there. We do have some backups in that area that are starting to really pick up. Let's see. It's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Just got some minor backups in that area there. Navarre Parkway had some issues if you were traveling westbound coming from Wind Haven Beach and approaching Highway 87. While those backups are still very much present, they have seemingly lessened some. And the same can be said for Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River.
The weather overnight, again, cooling down. Low temperatures inland will drop down into the 40s along the coastal zones, mainly between 50 and 55. Another beautiful day with sunny skies here for Tuesday. We'll have high temperatures in the mid-70s. As we move through the week, the weather will slowly warm up and it will be all dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right, looking at health, business, and science notes today, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., wants the entire U.S. budget available on blockchain. If elected, the Independent says that it would allow any American to look at the budget at any time. The blockchain shouldn't that be
public knowledge
available anyway? I don't know if it is or not, but
I've never looked into it.
I do not care to know for sure. But I mean, you would think that the government's budget would be available at any time.
I will never look into it, but I want to be able to.
Yes, I want the option. The blockchain is a ledger of transactions that is typically associated with crypto, of course. NASA says April's full moon and the Lyrids meteor shower are both happening this week. And the April full moon is also known as the pink moon, and it peaks tomorrow. The meteor shower will peak today. So I guess if you're out about tonight, look up to the sky, and you may see the meteor shower, although NASA says the moon may outshine the meteor shower, so best viewing, get away from city lights and look up.
Interesting. So. Popular clothing retailer Express Incorporated has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and plans to close 100 stores across the U.S., Express, which also owns Bonobos and Up West, said it will close 95 of its Express stores and all of its Up West locations.
I don't know that I've ever set foot in an Express store.
I can't say I knew it existed.
Well, I believe Cordova had or has one. The only thing that I know about Express is that I stopped being able to fit in their clothes when I was 5.
Tight-fitting stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Fat shaming.
Texture says, what budget? They over-budget. Yeah, they may not have, like, I'm trying to remember the last time they would have had a balanced budget, probably in the 90s. But whatever the spending plan is, there may not be one of those, but
no.
A ledger that says, hey, here's how much we're putting out, here's how much we've got coming in. I would think that that would be publicly accessible.
I agree. California is about to take new action in the fight for abortion rights. Governor Gavin Newsom revealed yesterday that an emergency bill will be introduced this week so Arizona doctors could come to California and provide reproductive care. He says he wants to give access to women and girls fleeing that state over a new abortion ban.
Looking at some pop culture notes, the list of 2024 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is out, including classic rock and hip-hop acts. Names announced on American Idol last night. They include Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, and Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. I think I've heard of about 80% of those.
I was about to say, what are the ones you haven't heard of?
A Tribe Called Quest.
I want to say I've heard of them. I don't listen to them. I don't listen to Mary J. Blige, but I can sing songs by
the
rest of
those. I know
there
are like way more genres than there are like professional sports, but wouldn't it make sense for like rap and country? I mean, well, country has their own Hall of Fame, right?
Country Music Hall of Fame.
So why are non-rock and roll artists being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. System is so broken. Speaking of rapping, rapper Kid Cudi says he broke his foot when he jumped off stage while performing at Coachella Sunday. Video of the incident on social media shows Cudi being helped by security after he tried to jump into the photographer's pit in front of the Sahara stage at the music festival. I don't know why he would try that. In a post on X, Cudi said he has never broken a bone before and thanked fans for their concern and well wishes.
You are the authority on this. I'm just asking the question. Is it not Kid Cudi?
I'm almost positive. I've never heard it said Cudi. Maybe
okay,
it is.
Because I've never heard it pronounced Cudi.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course, this may be
the first time I've ever talked about him. Or is it him, I assume?
Oh, yeah, it's him.
Okay.
I'll look it up. I'll see how people who actually listen to him say it.
New trailer is out now for Deadpool and Wolverine, the third installment in the Deadpool franchise and first in the Marvel Cinematic Universe with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. It follows Deadpool arriving in the MCU after he was kidnapped by the Time Variance Authority. It's in theaters on July 26th.
And lastly here, Netflix's Roast of Tom Brady will air live on the streaming platform. The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, will be held at 7 p.m. on May 5th in Los Angeles. Kevin Hart will host a show that will see an all-star lineup take aim at the seven-time Super Bowl winner.
All right. Wacky stories, good news, and a recap of all of today's top stories. When we return for final segment, next.
The celebration continues at Peakmore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Peakmore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through BCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Down on hour number one, Joe and Austin on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Quick recap of the day's top three stories. Tensions from pro-Palestinian protests on the campus of Columbia causing classes to go virtual. Now day six of demonstrations. School president is calling it a crisis. President Biden condemning anti-Semitic protests on college campuses today. And he also had a phone conversation with President Zelensky following the House passing a $60 billion in military aid to Ukraine. The Senate expected to do so this week. Earlier in the hour, had a texter was weighing in on the protest. Quote, what we really need to do is get the large majority of Americans that love this country to stand up and not put up with these anti-American Hamas-loving Israel, hating, uneducated, bigoted minority of people. We need to stop putting up with them, breaking the law with their takeover colleges. We need to fight back.
Wow. That was fueled.
Yeah, well, I'd be interested to know how you would fight back. You would do so like in an armed way or whatever. But no, I mean, listen, the nature of the protest is what I have a problem with. I mean, you can protest anything you want, but
right.
The videos of actively playing defense and standing in the way of Jewish students trying to get to class.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That's not, yeah, no, that's not protesting. That's being a butt. And
it's being a meanie head, yeah.
No, it's just that's just not right at all. I mean, you want to talk about the war and you want to wave a flag, do so without blocking traffic.
Yeah,
knock yourself out. But
you can be
this idea that other people's lives have to be. And it's like, well, the protest is supposed to be uncomfortable. No, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be. You can stand on the street corner, public property, and you can do your thing. But you know, trying to play defense from people living their lives and standing in their way, getting in their way at O'Hare Airport and blocking Jewish kids from school. I mean, no, that's just unacceptable. I don't care what side of the coin you want to be on.
No, for sure. I mean, and yeah, you can say Free Palestine with a little picket sign on the corner without being anti-Semitic. There is a difference. All righty, 4:55. One last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Got some of those backups picking up on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10. Still got some minor issues on Highway 297A. This is if you're traveling northbound where it splits into Highway 97 South, or if you're traveling southbound towards Pine Cone Drive. So just some minor congestion going both ways there. Let's see. Also got some minor problems if you are traveling. This is going to be northeast, I'd say, if you are traveling on 9th Avenue towards Underwood Avenue, that intersection there. There's some backups going both ways, as a matter of fact. But outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. A lot of that congestion has died down, though. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Wind Haven Beach. And then the last major spot is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River.
The weather overnight, again, cooling down. Low temperatures inland will drop down into the 40s along the coastal zones, mainly between 50 and 55. Another beautiful day with sunny skies here for Tuesday. We'll have high temperatures in the mid-70s. As we move through the week, the weather will slowly warm up, and it will be all dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Looking at some wackier stories in the news today. A California man's under arrest after he set up a shopping cart as a barbecue to cook meat, and he used a sword as a skewer. I think that's awesome. The cart was filled with burning wood, which the man tried to stoke by pouring beer onto the flames. Okay, you know, maybe there we're
getting dangerous,
venturing into some unsafe territory. He faces misdemeanor charges for allegedly stealing the shopping cart, reckless burning of an open flame in public, and resisting arrest.
Yeah, that's a no-go. Most people have probably heard their parents say, "Watch your mouth or I'll wash it out with soap." Is it just an idle threat these days? A poll asks people if their parents actually ever went through with it, and 12% say yes. It did happen to my father. My grandma has told the story.
I remember once it happening to me.
Really? Never happened to me, but I never like yelled at my mom and dad. Like, I never got sassy. I think my dad told my grandma to shut up. He was like a young kid.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, come here for a minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, outside of that, it never happened to me. I was a good boy.
That's great. Looking at some good news here, a Louisville man has claimed his lottery prize just hours after he won it. Kentucky Lottery says that the man is remaining anonymous. He won $225,000 playing the cash ball game. The win came in the middle of the man dealing with the death of his mother. He had just returned from her funeral last month when he stopped at a gas station and bought some tickets, and one of them was blessing him and putting a smile on his face in the midst of grief and sorrow. So that's
absolutely,
that's cool.
And sometimes an eagle eye can see a needle in a haystack. A couple was digging up a fishing net that was caught in the sand on a Texas beach. And as they were flinging sand and shells out of the way, they spotted a diamond ring. The ring had been lost a month earlier by another couple. They had tasked a group of local metal detectors to look for it, and they were also on the beach at the time, so they helped connect the ring with its owner. What's weird is that before it was unearthed, it was buried too deep for the metal detectors to have found it.
Hospital in Spain is bringing dogs into the ICU. They're therapy dogs, and they're being brought in to help comfort patients. And patients in the program will get two visits each week of 15 to 20 minutes each, continuing on with the man's best friend that they dogs are known for. So cool,
for sure.
Cool stuff there. 4:59, that means that Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.